Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until her righteousness go forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. So God is saying that he's restless, that he really wants to bring about the kingdom of God on earth when Jerusalem and Zion, that's a temple mount, is going to be established, as the other prophecies have said in Isaiah, and the kingdom is going to be real here on earth. God really wants this to happen. So let's not think that God has got bored or that he's fallen asleep or he's not paying attention. There is this apparent silence of God and this apparent distance of God, but that does not mean that actually that's how God is. It just means that we don't necessarily see it visibly, but he says, I will not give myself any rest or peace until basically the kingdom is established. The nations will see your righteousness and all kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh shall name. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of Yahweh and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall your land any more be called desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah. For Yahweh delights in you and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so your sons shall marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you. So it's really as if God is marrying us. And in one sense, that's going to happen when Jesus comes back. So we're like the bride preparing ourselves. And of course, we're going to be faithful to Jesus and to God. We're not going to be going off with some other guy or chatting around, mucking around with somebody else. We love him and we're preparing ourselves for him. And he is the one with whom we shall live forever and ever. And he is the one who will never disappoint. I have set watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day nor night. You who call on Yahweh, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes and until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Now the chapter started with God saying that I will not be at rest until I establish Jerusalem. And he says here that there's people praying to him, giving him no rest. I think the idea is that the time when the kingdom is established is the time that comes about because of all the people praying to God to do this. That's why we should be praying several times a day for the kingdom to be established. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, as Jesus taught us to pray. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give your grain to be food for your enemies. Foreigners shall not drink your new wine for which you have labored, but those who have garnered it shall eat it and praise Yahweh, and those who have gathered it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Go through the gates, prepare the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a banner for the peoples. So this is saying prepare for the king to enter. Prepare the highway, get the gates ready, get the stones out of the path that leads to Zion. I think the implication is that Jesus will come to Zion when the path is prepared, and that's what we've got to do now. And in a sense, the exact time of his coming depends upon we as the body of Christ preparing the way for it. Behold, Yahweh has proclaimed to the end of the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Now, the Hebrew word for Jesus, Yehoshua, it means the salvation of Yahweh. So, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. Now, those words are quoted in the New Testament right at the end, where Jesus says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man as his work shall be. And that is how it will be, that everything that we do in this life will have its consequence forever and ever when Jesus comes back. Now, if we believe that, it means that there's a huge meaning to life, because every second, every moment, how you live and what you do with your life is going to have an everlasting result. And so it might seem that life just drifts along as cotton wool clouds drift across the sky, but there is an urgency in how we live and in how we are as people, because it will all have its eternal recompense. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken.